USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says a Border Patrol officer killed the gunman in yesterday's school shooting in Uvalde. The shooting left 19 children and two adults dead, and there were 17 people injured with non-life-threatening wounds. The Republican governor saying the gunman had no criminal record and reminding everyone,
we need to realize that people who think that, well, maybe if we could just implement tougher gun laws, it's going to solve it. Chicago and L.A. and New York disproved that thesis. And so if you're looking for a real solution, Chicago teaches that what you're talking about is not a real solution. Our job is to come up with real solutions that we can implement.
During a Senate hearing, FBI Director Christopher Wray saying the FBI is involved in the investigation. USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
President Biden has signed a new executive order on national police reform. Speaking at the White House, Biden says the order aims to boost police accountability. He calls it the most extensive police reform in decades. Biden saying it's a new start, advancing public trust and public safety. A lawsuit is being settled in the Golden State.
The University of California system has agreed to pay $375 million to more than 300 women who said they were sexually abused by a longtime UCLA gynecologist. The announcement Tuesday brings total payouts by the university in lawsuits against Dr. James Heap to nearly $700 million. That's the largest amount paid by a public university in a wave of sexual misconduct scandals involving campus doctors. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The Dow gained 191 points on Wednesday. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Natural gas prices are hitting their highest level in nearly 14 years. It was nearly $9.40 a gallon at one point on Wednesday. That's the highest mark since August of 2008. Another state is settling with a pharmaceutical company over the opioid crisis.
West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrissey said Wednesday, attorneys for the state of West Virginia and two remaining pharmaceutical manufacturers have reached a tentative $161.5 million settlement, just as closing arguments were set to begin in a seven-week trial over the opioid epidemic. The lawsuit accused Teva Pharmaceuticals and AbbVie Incorporated and its companies of downplaying the risk of addiction associated with opioid use and overstating the benefits. The judge in Charleston, West Virginia, put the trial on hold for the parties to work things out. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Two 12-year-old boys are arrested, charged with an attempted carjacking in Chicago. Chicago police say 57% of carjacking suspects are juveniles. Democrat Mayor Lori Lightfoot says she knows why.
There are too many young people in this room who do not feel loved. Too many. And we've got to change that around if we're going to change around the trajectory of their lives.
Lightfoot arguing the city can't arrest itself out of public safety problems. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.